This time on Folks and Fables. The party has finally escaped the awful prison tree and is now finally entitled to some well-deserved fun. Please enjoy as our party has a good old time causing shit at the festival while also having regular existential crises about the possible man-eating threat that they have now just let out into the world. So, last we left off, the party, you had fallen out of the sky, and you're back in the mining camp. Man, that was not fun for any of you. So, you've decided that you're all going to take a very long nap. In fact, this nap was so long that you folks wake up, and it's the middle of the day. After a long nap, the party wakes up from their deep and well-deserved sleep. The sun is now shining, and the sky is clear as day. Grook has made a fire and looks like he's been up for a few hours scrounging through your packs to try and find food to make for breakfast. And as you can see, he's sitting over the fire with a pan of burnt bacon.
Oh.
Whose bacon did you cook, Gook?
I don't know. I went through your packs and I found one.
Okay, but very important. Was this the one in my pack or was it the one in someone else's pack?
I don't know. Go check. And then you like look over and like, all your packs are all over the place. Like, they are just literally thrown all over the place. Your writing tools are everywhere, like books, notebooks, sleeping rolls. It's just all on the floor. And Grook's just smiling at you cooking this overcooked bacon.
I don't think I was carrying any bacon, so it's probably not mine.
I may have had bacon, but I don't think so. So,
did you have bacon, JJ?
Well, I mean, I think I might have, but the important thing is mine is, what else we, our bacon does not exactly come from the same source, if you know what I mean. So, that's why I was trying to figure that out.
I understand. Well, it's probably yours.
Yeah, it's probably yours.
At least 95% sure.
You look at this, by the way, it is not edible. It is so charred. And he's like, Grook is noshing on this. Like, it's no problem. Smiling happy. And he's like, have some.
JJ is going to look at it and just be like, you know what? Best to err on this side of caution.
How long have we been out, Grook?
Oh, 6 hours.
That's a long time.
That's a long time. And we're still in the camp.
You're still in the mining camp, yeah.
Is Tiramisu there? I look around. Yeah, I'm looking for Tiramisu.
She's munching on some grass.
Yeah, I hugged Tiramisu in the last episode. All right. Well, good morning, everyone. We have quite the issue now to deal with. I guess first things first, we go back to the town and tell them we sort of failed their quest that they sent us on. And then also tell them that we might have unleashed a monster on them. This doesn't sound like a great idea, now that I'm saying it out loud.
Yeah, personally, perhaps, well, I mean, we can go and inform the town what happened. We did miss a very large portion of our payment, so that's off the table. But
we missed
I think
all of it. We didn't do a single thing that they sent us to do. Or at least we don't have proof of anything.
Well, didn't we have, like, didn't we see a bunch of dead goblins? Did we not grab their ears and stuff? Did we?
We saw a nothing. There was a nada.
Oh, sorry,
There were zombies that weren't There were zombies that weren't goblins.
Sorry, I think the miners. I'm getting a premonition from God.
You found the miners. Remember they were in the tomb where all the bones were scattered? And
precisely.
Okay, well, I guess we found the miners, but we don't have any evidence that we found the miners, and that's the thing we need to get paid.
Well, here is the thing. We don't have any evidence, no, but we did clear out all the, all of the sets in the mine, sort of. They're no longer there, right?
You also have the book you had to get for the guy.
We do?
Yeah.
I don't remember getting that.
We? Oui.
Right. The book. It was on the chair. It was not anywhere near where he said it would be.
Yeah, no. No,
but that is just the way it works around here, I guess.
Either that or we went very much the wrong way.
Look, if the past week has not taught us anything, it has at least taught us that people in this area have no idea what, like, they do not know what honesty is.
This makes it a bigger problem that we're going to go with effectively no evidence and then say, hey, we solved your problem, give us money. By the way, all your miners are dead. No, we don't have proof.
But I mean, now it's safe for them to go find the proof. And we have the book to show that we were there.
Is it safe? There is a vampire walking around the town. Or not a town, but
also,
the world.
Also, the book was for the shady guy, not for like the actual official. So,
yes, but we don't have to give the book to the shady guy immediately. We can just say, hey, you know, we got the book for this other guy. Proof that we were here.
The problem is that the other guy is the only one that knows that the book was in the cave. So the town official is just going to be like, why are you showing me this book? What does this prove? And we're just going to sit there with our mouths open, making no sound because we have nothing.
Yes, we have nothing other than we let a murderous vampire out into the world.
Yeah, I don't think we're getting paid for that one.
Well, we may get paid in karma.
Oh, good.
Can I get you all to make perception checks for me?
Yes.
Si, senor.
No, fight me. Oh, perception I'm actually okay at.
19, baby. I see everything.
6.
I got a 12.
So, I actually think that everyone except Estrella notices. Out of the corner of your eye, as you guys are having this conversation, trying to figure out what you guys want to do, you notice Grook kind of sneak out of frame with like a plate of bacon, trying to be very stealthy about it, and he starts like feeding it to Tiramisu.
Okay.
Grook, is there a reason why you're trying to be all sneaky-like about this?
Because you guys didn't take my bacon and I thought it was poisoned, so I'm going to feed it to the cow and see if it's poisoned?
Why would we poison our own food without you knowing that you would make it?
I don't really have an answer for that.
You don't, do you?
I don't think that Tiramisu likes bacon very much. Not really in her dietary.
That's kind of what I've been feeding her for the past week, so...
Oh, well, she's gonna have a bowel movement like nothing else later. Oh, no, wait, it's not real bacon. Oh, we're fine. I mean, it'll probably still be a bad time for her, but we're fine.
Can I come with you guys?
Can you come with us? Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's no problem with that. Go. You can join along for as long as you wish.
I will warn you, though, you probably won't be well received by the town, so you may have to stay a little hidden while we do some work.
Grook has friends. Grook has friends. Grook has friends. And basically, you see him sprint over and go, "Grook has to get stuff. Grook has to pack. Grook, we're going to leave. I have friends. Grook has friends." And then he bolts.
This is easily the most adorable character.
Well, I am so excited for where this leads us.
Well,
I guess we should pack up the campsites, and then all there is to do is to warn the people, right? We've unleashed an evil upon the world. Best place to start is at least give them a heads up.
Yeah, we should at least say, hey, there's a vampire, so maybe you don't just, like, be careful. And we know what he looks like. So we can warn, saying, if this person comes in, be afraid.
This will go well. This will go so, so well.
Yeah, Astoya, if you feel as if that is the right call to make, the moral choice, that is okay. We can do that. Can you deliver that news? I'm not going to do it.
Yeah, like someone has to. I'll lead the thing, but you are the speak person. So, but I don't know. I guess if you really want, I can do it.
No, you are correct. It is okay.
I think we have to face this one together.
So you guys are going to be heading back to the town then, I assume?
We lit this dumpster fire together, put it out together, or at least tell someone we lit it.
While we're in the car, it's like half a day to back to the town, right? That's what you mentioned before,
Yeah, Jim? Roughly about that.
Yeah, so we had to spend some time cleaning up our packs because Grook kind of threw our stuff everywhere. So we're just kind of scrounging around like, oh, that's mine, that's yours. Put that away. Probably takes us a little while, and then we're ready to go.
Okay. JJ has a bunch of makeup as he needs for his components for certain spells and stuff, and because he is a performer of such, can I attempt to, like, put enough, I guess, cover up on Grook to and try and, like, use spare clothing to, like, disguise him as a child, maybe?
Sure.
Okay.
Go to your pack.
Go to my pack?
Yeah, go grab your makeup.
Okay, well, yeah, actually I have the entertainer's pack. Yeah, okay. So we've cleaned it all up, right?
Yeah. Here's the problem with that. You go to the entertainer's pack, and all of your makeup is missing.
Yikes.
Oh, he definitely ate
Gook,
it.
Gook, hold on. Very, very important. Did you touch this box here? This leather box?
Oh, you mean the candy box?
Okay. Turning over a new leaf. Trying to be better. No more demons out. Just not doing it. Just... Okay, Gook. Next time, that stuff, the next time you go to the bathroom, do not use my toilet paper.
What's toilet paper?
It's going to be a very rough time.
What's toilet paper?
Oh, boy.
And you thought I was bad without knowing what shoes were.
Astoya, next to a new little goblin friend, you are the pillar of high society.
I knew it.
I have some candy left over if you want it.
Yes.
Ah, yeah, c'est magnifique. Oui, yeah. What do you have next?
He pulls out of his pocket like a bright purple lipstick and hands it to you and goes, this is the last one.
JJ looks very sadly down at the half remaining thing of purple lipstick. Puts it on himself to make himself feel a little better and just puts it away and walks off silently.
All right, so new plan of disguise. We're just going to put a lot of robe on him. I think that'll work best.
So for context, goblins are not usually welcome, but goblins and orc children look really similar.
Okay, but we're not like clipping his ears or some shit.
You don't need to you just need a hood, my guy.
Oh.
Oh, and he can wear my mask. It's a great, perfect.
He can wear your mask. He can wear one of JJ's cloaks. It's perfect.
Yeah.
Congratulations. Your adoption papers have gone through.
Just two elf dads and their goblin child.
We've definitely proven ourselves very responsible. I think we'll do a great job taking care of this
definitely.
Child. Definitely.
So 10
far,
out
we've
of 10.
Only threatened the safety of the universe. I mean, I guess only once, so that's not so bad.
Yeah. Definitely, definitely, definitely. You folks are riding into town. And it's actually really adorable because Grook, rather than sitting in the carriage, is riding on Tiramisu because that's how he thinks carriages work.
That's okay.
So you folks ride into town and it's a quiet and pleasant day as you begin to travel back to Glimmerwood. But you get there and there are an insane amount of people outside of this town. Like streamers everywhere. There look to be like close to 1,000 people either in or outside of this town right now. There's like music going on. The smell of cakes and meats kind of wafts through the air. Like, it looks like there's a bunch of stalls set up in the middle of town as you like enter. It's a lot.
I thought we missed the festival.
So who is chaining Grook to them?
We all look at JJ.
JJ immediately puts his hand on his nose.
I think it's going to be JJ. JJ, you've been nominated. We're tying Grook to you.
JJ puts his hand on his nose, but me and Pieron look at JJ and we're like, I don't know what you're doing, but clearly you're just nominating yourself.
We're just like, oh, he's pointing at himself. Sure, JJ, you can take him if you're that excited.
Okay, this past week, I have learned a lot. I am trying to be a little bit more of a team player, but I'm still working on myself. You do realize I am not afraid to abandon a child.
I'm actually 42.
What?
All right. I'll take Grook, and I take some rope, and I tie it around Grook's waist, and then I tie it around my waist.
Nice. That's adorable. You've created a child leash, or a goblin leash.
Mm-hmm. And we put his robe on, and we give him his mask, and JJ's like, this doesn't come off. Okay, Grook?
Yeah.
For your safety, don't take it off.
So, like, you know the meme or, like, the vine with the kid sitting in the peanut butter? Where he goes, like, yeah?
Yeah.
That's kind of what Grook does.
Oh.
Eh.
And we are totally being just completely static about the imagery of this mask and the importance of wearing it for his safety. There's no message.
You have well hidden your adopted goblin.
It's just plot. Yeah.
Honestly, didn't even pick up on that, but that's a good one.
I thought it was totally intentional.
Amazing. So here's some interesting details that are like different about the town since the last time you were here. Massive flags now coat the walls and shops of Glimmerwood. On it is a bright sun on a field of gray. That's like the sigil on the flag. The guards patrolling the street are far greater in number than before, and they're wearing much better equipment, and it's much prettier and it's much more well-kempt. As you kind of enter the center of town, you can kind of see Bertrand, who is the Elven son of Shal, who gave you that job, kind of zipping in between person to person, almost in an attempt to like schmooze with all 1,000 individuals who have entered this town. Yeah, those are your important things right now.
All right, folks.
What do you guys want to do?
All right, folks, we have 2 goals. Talk to Bertrand and tell him we've unleashed horrible evil on the world. And tell Will we got his book.
So I go up to Bertrand and I bring you two next to me. And I say, hey, Bertrand, we're back and we have news.
Oh, hello. It's so good to see you again. Ah, this is lovely. You guys are amazing. Are you having a wonderful time at the festival? Oh, yes. I must be going now.
Wait.
And they're like, hit.
We have some news that isn't just we did it. Also, you owe us snack tokens because we did
Wait,
do it.
Wait, who are you?
Well, you sent us off to the mines to go look at the miners and get rid of the goblins. And
shh, don't mention the goblin. Oh, I remember you now. Okay. Come with me. We don't talk about this in the public square.
Oh, well.
Oh, what? We do not talk about the goblins?
Yeah, we have news that isn't just goblins.
Pieron leans over to JJ and is like, we don't really want to draw that kind of attention right now as we have one with us.
That's true.
So you maybe know? Shut up. You know? Shut up. Shut up.
Yep.
Good.
So Bertrand kind of like tells you, like signals for you guys to follow him, and he takes you behind this like almost stage that's been set up and opens like a small crack where he like crouches in and then sits under. And are you guys going to follow him in?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think All right. that Pieron has to wait for like Grook to like detangle his attention from literally anything that passes his field of view. And it's like, come on, let's go. Like, tugging the rope a little bit.
So, like, as you enter, you see, like, this is not a comfortable space, but there's, like, a small little desk set up with, like, a book in front of it, and he's got, like, a quill and ink. And he's sitting there, and he goes, yes, I know, the conditions are not the most comfortable right now, but my office has been co-opted, and so I've been reassigned to under the stairs.
What's the news? What happened to the miners? I don't really care, but tell me anyway. It's going to be bad.
Well, the miners are dead, unsurprisingly.
Ah! Shit, gonna owe someone money for that one. Okay. Next.
But, the gremlins, no longer there. Other threats, no longer there. That's the good news.
Yeah, the threats aren't in the mine anymore. They're definitely not... The mine is safe.
The mine is now safe. We cannot stress how much we need you to focus on that in the upcoming news. Are you ready for bad news? Is this a good time for that?
I am entertaining nobles who have not only co-op my office, but shoved me under a flight of stairs. I can take any bad news you can throw at me.
There's a vampire out that could murder the entire population of every town he goes to.
What she said.
That seems... like, not my issue.
What?
Is the mine clear?
Well, the vampire is no longer in the mine.
Yes.
So?
Okay, well, if the vampire is no longer in the mine until my head of a boss tells me otherwise, congratulations, you filled your job. So Bertrand kind of looks at you and goes, that seems like a problem, not for me. I've done my job. The mine is clear, and we know the miners are dead, which means we don't have to pay any severance packages.
You do have to pay us, so.
Yes.
Oh, yes. What did we agree upon again?
30 gold, 4 meal tickets, and a pony named Magenta.
30 gold.
It was actually 100 gold and 4 snack tokens and a pony named Magenta. It wasn't 30.
Okay. 100 gold. 4 snack tokens and a pony named Magenta.
It was actually 5 snack tokens because of tiramisu.
Oh, yes.
We negotiated on that. You must remember.
Oh, yes. Okay, well, the pony named Magenta, I will arrange for later. Tell you what, meet me tonight and I will get you the pony named Magenta. As for the gold and the snack tokens, and he kind of pulls out his coin purse and goes, all right, well, here's the gold, and he hands you like this pouch of gold, and then he goes, now for the snack tokens. Okay, you have to be discreet about this, because if I get caught handing out snack tokens, I will just be mobbed and
you did tell us this
murdered.
You did say, please be discreet about snack tokens. They are the most valuable thing, and we were definitely slightly confused, but we do understand.
So he pulls out these, like, 5 wooden chips, and they're literally just round wooden circles with, like, a dot kind of roughly drilled into the center, and goes, okay, be very careful. So, this is free snacks for the festival.
Where do we spend these?
Anywhere there's food.
Okay, cool.
You flash that... and you get food.
Do they take it from us? Like, is it a one-time use thing?
No.
Oh, it's not a token. It is a pass.
Well, it's a token that you show, and then people have to give you food.
Yeah, that's a pass.
They don't even have to be they don't even have to be from the festival. You can show this to anyone, and they'll have to give you food.
Oh, okay.
JJ just looks down at his token.
I show it to Bertrand.
Bertrand pulls out like a soggy chicken leg and hands it over.
I say, oh, okay, Bertrand, I understand. Thank you.
Does this only apply to Glimmerwood for the festival?
Yes. And okay, only for the festival.
Okay, good to know.
Does it carry over to the next festival?
No.
Oh, unfortunate.
That would have been
pretty
quick.
We're still getting a good deal. That being said, quickly going back to the vampire we unleashed.
Oh, yes.
Should someone not do something about that? I feel like you're very nonchalant about this, and I feel like you're not going to feel that way when people start dying.
Here's the deal. I, as the seneschal of this town, have a lot to deal with. Frankly, your vampire claim is very suspect at best. However, we have some of the most powerful beings in the realm currently in our village. So if it does become an issue, I'm not really stressed.
He was locked in a
living
tree.
Living here full time?
Not really, but
in general, vampires tend to be very aggressive, and big cohorts of people mean bitey man go burr.
You know what? You know what? Mon ami, Bertrand is very, very busy. I think it might be best if we just, you know, not bother him about his decision and maybe figure out our own approach to this without him.
When people start dying due to murderous vampire on the loose, we can at least say we warned you.
All right. As much as I'm so happy to shift the blame of vampire death to someone else, I would like to not have it in the first place. Bertrand, who are these very powerful people that are currently in the town?
Oh, well, you've got Marston Brightflame. Yeah, he's a bit of an asshole, but one of the best young lords in the realm in terms of martial prowess. Oh, you've also got, and he like flips through his book a little, Grand Arcane Cassandra. She is the worst. Oh my god, I do not know a more demanding woman in my life, but apparently she's really good at magic. Hollis Flatbottom invented the remote firework. So that's impressive. Oh, and Sir Caspar Crowneater. He's scary and big.
Sorry, may I do like a history check to see if I know anyone? Specifically,
totally.
That title you named about the Grand Archon is what you said?
Grand Arcane Cassandra? Sure.
Grand Arcane Cassandra, yes. I would like to see if these are actually just... That's a crit! 26 baby! All
so
right.
You actually had to, in first year, write a paper on the goings-on of the Tower of Arcane. And so you know that the Grand Arcane Cassandra is one of the newest members of the council that runs the place and is actually founding a new department in experimental and dangerous magics. She is on the not-to-be-f***ed-with list. Like, in terms of the people that not only could fuck up your life physically, but also emotionally and status-wise, she's it.
Okay. Friends, little sidebar. That's Grand Arcane Cassandra. She might be the one that might be able to help with this vampire problem. Maybe we should go fuck with her.
But if we go to her and say we release a vampire, will she kill us?
Well, we don't have to say that we released a vampire. We just have to say that we saw a vampire being released on a separate, you know, thing.
Just passing by, you know, daily stroll.
Exactly.
Happened to pass.
Exactly.
Great
totally
evil
fine.
Vampire being released.
How come we're still alive then? What's our explanation there?
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I don't know it now, but as you said, I am the talk boy, and I don't know what it was about that sleep that we had after the the whole ordeal of the tree, but I feel like I am so much better at lying right now, okay? So, you know what? Let's wing it. Let's figure it out. We'll see how it works.
Oh, yeah. Winging it has worked for us so
far. Yeah,
thank
so
you
well.
So much, Bertrand, for your help. You probably won't regret it.
Not at all.
All right.
Should our paths cross again, may it be an exchange of kindness. And Piron heads out. He's like, all right, team, we gotta go find Will now.
All right, goodbye, weird people I'm never gonna work with again. And you folks leave. So, you folks are in the town, and you trying to find Will, I guess.
Food first.
Well, just show your token to anyone, and then we get free food.
Food
yeah,
first.
That's true. We do kind of go around. We're just flashing our food tokens at everyone.
Yeah, literally at everything.
I take literal candy from a baby, but then I feel bad and give it back.
Okay, so he may have been exaggerating when it was like, hey, you can literally show this to anyone and you'll get food. As you can see, on the back of the token are terms and conditions in really, really small writing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's any stall or restaurant or whatever in the town. Like, you can't just go up to random people and steal food out of their hands.
Okay. Well, I guess I don't steal candy from a literal child.
Okay, so here's the thing, right? We got 5 of these. So that means that Tiramisu has one, and so does Grook. Is there any chance that Grook has stolen candy from a baby?
I think Piron does get Grook some candy from a stall. Like, he gets him something sweet.
Grook, at this point, has climbed up and is now sitting on Piron's head.
Like, on my shoulders? Like,
No. He is sitting on your head with his feet on your shoulders.
Very cool.
And because at this point, I think Grook is tired of walking. He's like, I can't see. There's too many people. I'm going to sit on you now.
Okay. Okay. Just keep on your mask, okay?
Okay.
Hey.
Okay. Well, I guess we should now go look for Will. Oh, wait. Bertrand didn't give us any money.
Yeah, he did.
We'll get it when we get the pony.
No, he did.
Oh, he did? He gave you a sack of gold.
Oh,
we didn't count it because we're stupid, but like...
Well, you didn't even look inside.
Only one of us like knows how money works. So that's kind of on you, JJ.
I don't think money is useful.
True. Okay, I'm gonna realize that. I'm gonna open up the bag. Please, for the love of goodness, there's gold in there.
There are coins in there.
I pick one out and examine it.
It's a gold coin, but like, there's clearly just a bunch of coins that he took and put in a pouch and put on the table.
Okay, so this was completely absent-minded. Perfect. Okay, you know what? Fine, whatever. He is a busy man.
Do you want to count it, though? I mean, I guess out of character. Piron in character doesn't
care. Can you roll a... Oh my god, what would I do for this? I want to say, like, a luck roll, but I don't know how to do that.
A luck roll is just a d20, unless you want to give us any sort of bonus.
Roll just a flat d20 for me. Do me that favor.
That's an 18.
So, like, you're searching through the bag, and it actually looks like he didn't just give you... He gave you 100 gold pieces, but not only that, he looks like he's giving you accidentally, like, a little bit extra in terms of just... Because he basically grabbed a bunch of change out of his wallet and threw it at you and didn't bother to count what he threw at you. And, like, so, like, you basically have 110 gold pieces in, like, odds and change.
Astraea and Piron have this, like, exchange this look of just mutual understanding of like, JJ holds the money. We have learned our convenience store escapade has taught us that we are not to be responsible for any transactions ever.
So JJ's been like counting this after the stalls and just going on and just looks. So Bertrand paid us in full, which is great.
Well, considering you both lied, and he paid us at least triple the original rate, that's right, yeah. I can count.
C'est magnifique. He also tipped us.
Oh.
He gave us a little tip.
Did he give us, like, a fun stick that we get to play with? Like, when you say tip, like, he gave us, like, a fun little thing? He gave us, like, a toy?
Oh, no. He gave us voluntarily extra money because we did such a fantastic job, which now that I'm saying it out loud feels dishonest.
Yeah,
but
we did none of that. In fact, we did a bad job. But...
But money.
Well, I don't care. We've been through this.
Well...
I can buy you a star chart.
I have one.
You mean the stats?
Yeah, they're right there.
Yeah.
I point up when I say right there.
All right. Someone want to hold Grook? I'll just get on a roof and scream Will's name until he shows up? Or do we have like a plan about this?
So actually, hey, Piron, you like feel someone kind of brush past you and like you didn't notice it. Like you were just like, ah, what a dick. Why would he, like, shoulder me? But, like...
I don't think that Piron would get angry about it. He'd just kind of be like, okay.
Yeah, that was right at the beginning as you were entering the town. Do you want to look in your pockets?
I don't feel compelled to, no.
Okay. Well, then, I guess nothing's going to advance. You guys are just...
Do I feel a sense of that I should look in my pockets? Because things are going...
I feel like there's a sense you should look in your pocket.
You know what? At some point...
Does
Piron's
Grook
going
look
to
in
get
his pocket?
Another bit of food, and he reaches into his pocket for his meal token, and he pulls out something else, which is...
He pulls out a letter, which, as you open it up, simply says, "Meet me before sunset, behind chainmail shirts only." Signed, quote, Will, unquote.
Okay, so... The quote, do we think it's Will? Do you think Will's name isn't actually Will? Should we interrogate this? Do we care?
I don't actually know if I care, because at the end of the day, I mean, he might just be a side character. I don't know. Should
we care though? Because
if he wants to be
called, we were a little unconscious. What's the word? We weren't very careful with our last endeavor, and again, can't stress this enough. Released a vampire. So perhaps maybe we have a teeny bit of caution in handing over a powerful magic book that came with the vampire to a man whose name we probably don't know.
Oh. Sorry. What time of the day is it, may I ask?
Like 3-4 o'clock in the afternoon, I'd say.
Okay. And then are we assuming this is summertime? So like a 9:30 sunset?
Or no, like an 8:30 sunset, 9 o'clock? This is like spring.
So what time is sunset?
Like 7:30 sunset.
Okay, so we have like 3 to 4 hours. JJ has notebooks. Can JJ transcribe this book and just copy it?
I mean, you can open it. There's nothing in the book. You know that.
Yeah, you did this already. Remember, you opened the book and then you tried to write in it and then your pen exploded in like 3 different ways.
Right. Okay, well, so here's the thing. It's a book that has no words, and you can't write in it. I don't know what's...
And it explodes anything that touches it.
Did I do, like, a detect magic spell on this?
Yes, we discovered it's magical, and we discovered that when you try and write in it, your writing utensil explodes. And then you had the bright idea to try and write in blood.
Right,
and luckily,
yes.
You didn't explode.
Yes. But does anyone remember, specifically Joe, does anyone remember what school of magic it was?
You did not find out. You could not figure out what
kind of
school
of magic it was.
Okay, so I'm starting to remember what this book was all about. It's been a time, as I don't think I have to tell either of you folks.
Yes.
Here's the thing. I think our only option to figure this out is to ask Will and sort of investigate before we hand it off. So we have to meet Will regardless. Yep. Will, quote unquote.
Okay.
Actually, it's Will, sorry, quote, Will, unquote.
Well, I guess if we want to, we can do that. Let's go ask Will and hope we don't die. We can tell Will the things we did about it. We can hope Will isn't Vampire's assistant. We'll see.
Oh, I did not even think about that. That would be such a perfect classical twist in this story. This is a... Let us anticipate that, because that's going to be the most exciting plot point. But we won't know until we meet Will, so we might as well go now. Objections?
Well, we got a few hours to kill, unless you want to like literally sit behind chain shirts for 3 hours. But I feel like there's better ways to
spend
our time.
Reddit is like any time before sunset. So
I think he said after sunset.
Did he say before or after?
So no, the letter says meet me before sunset. The implication there is not like any time before sunset, but like just before sunset.
Right. Okay. You know what? Just before sunset. So we do have some time. All right, we have time to kill. So. I mean, there's a whole festival. We might as well participate, enjoy ourselves.
Okay.
Yes. Okay.
Split up, meet back in the middle later, or are we going together?
Yeah. I'm fine to do my own thing. I'm fine to tag along to whatever you want to do.
I'm fine with splitting up, but last time I split up, I sold a piece of my hair and JJ got mad at me.
That is correct. Maybe it's best if we at least stick in pairs, if not all together.
Cool, so let's split up.
Okay.
So, what would you folks like to do?
Well, what are the options?
I mean, you can go around, you could look at the stalls, you could go to the tavern, you could see if there are any like games or like events going on.
I'd like to swing by the convenience store.
I was going to do that too.
Okay, totally.
As soon as anyone mentions the convenience store, that's where you sold your hair, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, so as soon as anyone mentions that, JJ is going to immediately stop whatever he's doing and go with that, because that ended poorly last time he wasn't there.
I wasn't going to mention it. I was just going to go to it, but I'm okay if you show up too.
That's I was just kind of gonna beeline. I was gonna be like, see y'all.
Yeah, beeline.
Oh, be like, okay. Let's check it out. What, fair enough then. JJ's not gonna have the wisdom foresight to think that through. So JJ is gonna go find activities.
So Astraea and Piron, you open up the door to the convenience store and expecting there to be like all this cool stuff and like awesome things. There's just like a bunch of food and stuff now. And behind the counter is not this super well-dressed elf, but this like super gruff, uncouth, like man, like washed, like seems like polishing things behind the counter and goes, "Aye, what you looking for?
What did you do to the convenience store?"
"I'm the convenience store. What do you
know?
What?
You're not. You think you are, maybe, I guess, but you're not. So,
Astraea, we were here before. We know that the convenience store we visited disappeared. I was just wondering if it came back."
"Wow, what a really not rude at all way of greeting someone you've never met before. Hi, I'm Jonah. Nice to meet you."
"Hi.
Hi, Jonah. Nice to meet you. I'm Pierre. I would like some food." And I flash him the token. "Could I get some rations?"
"Absolutely.
Does this work here?"
He literally pulls back down a bag of oats and shoves it into your arms.
"Cool. Can I get more?"
He takes a second bag of oats and shoves it into your arms.
"Just keep them coming."
"I've only got two bags."
"What about
got anything
me?
Else?"
And I flash the token and I say,
He like reaches over into like a bowl and picks out a single strawberry and hands it to you.
"Yummy strawberry. Wait, so you don't remember another convenience store being here? Just checking that out."
"I'm the only convenience store I've ever heard of, which is pretty ignorant on my part, I understand, but I've never really left this town before."
"No, it's okay. I was asking about this town, so it's fine that you only remember this town. That's unfortunate."
"We're not."
"Wow, I'm this conversation is making me feel really good about my self-esteem right now."
"Oh, you're fine. Like, you're not, there's no problem with you specifically."
No, I understand. My mother didn't love me either. It's fine."
"Oh,
why are there so many unloved men in this town?"
"It's more of a, we had some questions that unfortunately you can't answer."
"Yes.
But you keep doing you, buddy."
"No one boys everything ever. Yep, this is the classic thing. Just people walk in, make me feel terrible, and then leave."
"Oh, I'd buy something, but we gave all our money to our other friend."
"No one can make you feel terrible. You're in control of your own emotions."
Yep. That's how that works. Congratulations."
"It is how that works. You decide how you respond to the stimulus you've been given."
"Yes. Thank you, Pierre. Yeah, we'd give you money, but I don't carry that because we've been told we're untrustworthy with money, and so we don't. Money.
"All right, I've got a solution for you."
"Yes."
"I have this super cool saddle over here."
Sure.
And he like takes down a saddle. "I'll give this to you in exchange for an IOU that I can call in at any time."
No.
"Oh, actually, sorry. A little retcon. I did forget that I'm the only one carrying money. So I just want to like retcon that a little bit. Before everyone left, like maybe after Astraea left, JJ is going to look at Piron and just hand him 10 gold and be like, "Okay, this is for you. Another 10 gold. This is for Astraea. And then one more piece, or actually just one of the spare change, like maybe like a couple silver or whatever. And it's like, this is for Gook. You control how they spend it, okay?"
"Okay.
Perfect.
Okay.
All right. I know you don't want the saddle, but hear me out. And he pulls out this like big red gem.
"Ooh."
And goes, "I'll trade you this for the little one."
"Wait, no, we don't trade people. That's not how it works."
No. It's not like a slave thing. I'm looking for a shopkeeper. I want to go adventuring."
"Well,
feels kind of like a slave thing."
"Yeah, like,
not gonna lie.
You can't just take a person.
It's also like a child. There's a number of issues with this. And on that note, I think I'm just gonna leave."
Yeah, I say if you want to go adventuring, just close the shop. Like,
but I need someone to pretend to be me.
Why?
I don't know. Why does anybody pretend to be anybody?
No one pretends to be people. That's, in fact, uncommon.
When I realize, when Piron realizes that this conversation isn't, like, going anywhere, he's like, oh, Estrella, I forgot. This is for you. And I hand her the 10 gold, and then I kind of just walk out.
Oh, I see.
I'm like, where do you want to go, Groot?
Thank you. So, Mr. Shopkeeper, if you want to go adventuring, you can just do that. Your destiny is in your own hands. Just close the shop and leave.
But then my family will be disappointed in me. I've been running this shop for 27 years.
Who cares? Like, why does that matter? You want to go adventuring? Go adventuring.
My mom's scary, to be honest.
Well, if you go adventuring, you won't have to see your mom.
That's not true.
Why is that not true?
She talks to me.
How?
In my sleep.
Well, then, no matter what, you're going to have to deal with your mom. So why don't you go adventuring?
Because she's less annoying when I'm running the shop.
Well, but do you not like your life more? Because if you don't like your life more when you're running the shop, your mom's less scary. Like,
tell you what, do you want to run the shop?
I don't run. I'd run the shop, but I just let everyone take everything. Because, like, that's how it works. Like, I just give people, like, I want food. I'm like, here's food. And we wouldn't restock.
I will think on this. Here. And he goes under the counter and pulls out a third bag of oats and shoves it into your hand and goes, that's my present.
I don't want it. Can I have the gem, though?
No, it's a gem.
But it's pretty. Here's the deal. I'll run the shop if you give me the gem.
Why do I get the feeling you're lying?
I'm not lying. I'd run the shop. I told you how I run the shop, though. Like, I'd run the shop. It'd be the new Estrella General Store, where everything is a one-time only free purchase, and then it would never be restocked.
Okay, I will give you that deal. Let me go get the contract. Hold on.
I don't...
And he kind of like runs into the back and runs back and goes, here's the contract. And on the contract...
Wait, before he does that, can I try to take the gem and just leave while he's getting the contract?
Yeah, make a strength check for me.
Oh my god, a strength check? Yikes.
Wait, that's a really big gem, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, strength is minus one. That's a zero. Zero.
So, you go to take the gem, not realizing how heavy it is. And you pick it up, and then you're like, eh, and then drop it on the floor, and it shatters.
Oh.
Because it's glass and not a real gem.
Oh. Well, we solved that.
And he, as that happens, mm-hmm. he walks in with the paper and two glasses meant for champagne that are filled and is like, mouth open, just... He's just standing there.
Well, the gem's not real, so it's not like I broke anything. Gems don't shatter like that.
He just kind of looks at you and goes, okay... Goodbye now. Never talk again.
But why?
No. Just goodbye. Never talk again.
Okay. Goodbye. Have a good day.
You hear him like muffling back tears as you leave the shop.
It's not real. Good luck with your mom. Now you can go adventuring. You have nothing to protect.
He's like choking back tears in the back of the store as you like happily leave.
And I leave.
Force okay. of destruction.
Yep.
That's
you've emotionally broken this person.
I think that Piron just kind of went to find JJ and was like, maybe we should find the other people on our list of people we should talk to.
Oh, that's true.
Oh yeah, that's probably a good idea. But JJ is looking for activities.
What activities are we looking for?
So you folks are in the center of town and there's a bunch of games and food stalls and like gimmicky shop setup and all that fun stuff. And like, you guys can walk around and talk to some of the vendors if you want to. Like, you try some of the games. It's your call.
Well, I definitely would like to maybe check out a shop if I can find something that's selling magical things. But I would very much like to play a game.
Okay, so in terms of games, there looks to be like a game where there's a big hammer and there's a bell at the top and you smack a thing that launches a weight into the air to hit the bell. There looks to be a game where there's a bunch of bottles stacked up and then a ball and you have to throw the ball to hit the bottles and knock them over. There's a game with a dart and a bunch of bottles set up where you have to throw the dart into the air on an upwards arc and then it has to go into one of the bottles and then you win if you get it into one of the bottles. Yeah, and then there's... That's about it for, like, the main games. Those look to have the best prizes. And then there's, like, there looks to be a shop that's selling magical stuff with a guy behind it going, like, oh, fun, gimmicky gifts for all your grandkids. Come get them now.
Okay, so JJ's looking at all of the stalls, or sorry, rather, all of the games, and realizing that with his inability to actually properly use his limbs in any sort of dexterous or strength-based manner, he is going to dishearteningly walk away from those. But
I thought you were going to cheat.
Well, I was thinking about how he could cheat. And literally the best thing I could come up with is like for the strongman competition.
Looks really strong.
Just like gaslighting the guy into thinking that I did it. You know what? Actually, yeah, let's try that. Okay. go up to the... Okay, firstly, JJ is going to do a little like sniff and like twitch his nose. And as okay. he twitches his nose, he's just going to do the little nose twitch, the little anime.
Do you flip your hat backwards?
He doesn't wear a hat. He has a cloak, and he does billow his cloak.
Do you choose Pikachu?
No, I choose Grook. Thank you very much. But no, he does a little nose twitch, and as he does that, he now looks like a very thin human girl. Very frail, with okay. auburn hair and I don't know, whatever. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. He is going to go to, the hammer bell game
okay.
and try out his luck.
So like the guy running it there, he's like this massive, like hulking orc. And he goes, are you sure you want to try this? I know that we advertise for everyone, but can you lift the hammer?
Oh yes, I tried on my old farm. We used to do all of the heavy lifting for me pop.
All right, that'd be a gold piece to try it out.
Oh, sure thing. All right, here you go.
He takes your gold piece and goes, "All right, give her a whack, I guess. If you win, you get this 14-foot long dragon."
14 feet.
Sounds so
That's
fun.
That's obscene. What a colossal gift, reward, prize.
There's
That's
only
the
one reward. There's one reward at this stand. It's this 14-foot-long dragon.
No one's won it.
And if you can hit the bell,
it's the only reward
the
for the two following stands as well.
Okay.
On either side.
Okay, so how high up is the bell?
Like 40 feet?
Can it be 30?
No.
Why 30?
No, it cannot just be 30.
What does that change?
Okay, you know what, fine, whatever. All right, so basically what JJ is going to do is this little girl, she's gonna like spit in both hands, grab the hammer
to try to make
do the thing. Well, I don't have minor illusion, so I have to do something else.
I
have to be a little bit more gimmicky
has a range of 30
feet, unfortunately. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, I know what JJ is going to do.
Okay.
JJ is going to take the hammer, smack the thing, and then, what was it? As they smack the thing, they're going to whistle as the sliding part goes up, and then they're going to cast Shatter on the bell.
Oh my goodness.
It
does double damage against inanimate objects.
Hold on. It does. I know that. Can you please send me the description for that spell?
I got it here. It's a spell card. Oh, no.
10-foot radius, 3d8 thunder damage.
Yeah, and it's got 60 feet range. Yeah, it's a level 2 spell. I now have level 2 spells.
So I'm going to get you to roll a sleight of hand check.
But this is just whistling.
You're
but
right.
It requires verbal and somatic.
Yeah, the somatic
and
is
material.
It's the hammer going down because all it
yes.
needs is like
the sleight of hand
of
is not
metal.
To cast it. The sleight of hand is to get away with casting it without being noticed that you're casting a spell.
Oh, fair enough. Okay. I was going to just like gaslight my way out of it, to be honest with you. Like,
you
I was
still might be able to do that, but first off, let's see if you get caught.
Okay. Yeah, no, 100%. All right. Sleight of hand. That's a 9.
So you're pretty obvious about it. Like, you start to do this, and then, like, as you start to spit in your hands start to glow a little, and then as you start to whistle, that hammer starts to glow a little, and then you smack it down, and instead of just the bell exploding, the whole column explodes.
I'm very sorry for breaking your thing, but I do think I just won the dragon.
He points to the sign that says no magic or enhancements of any kind.
Oh, I'm sorry. I can't read.
that seems like your problem.
Can you tell me what it says?
No magic or enchantments of any kind.
Oh, that doesn't sound like me. I don't know any magic. I'm just a simple farm girl coming in to visit and hopefully sell some of my dad's potatoes.
Can you please roll deception for me?
Yeah, I can.
I would like... This is going to be a hard, hard thing to bullshit.
Crit.
Jesus.
That's a crit. Success. 27 in total.
Oh my god.
I am a bard now.
Okay.
Oh, man.
So you kind of... like, try and gaslight him into thinking that, like, no, you weren't using magic. And he goes, lady, I'm not sure if you did it on purpose, but there was definitely magic involved. I'll let it slide, but I won't give you the dragon.
But I don't know anything about any old magic, and that dragon that looks... so cool. It's like a plush dragon, right? It's like a...
Yeah, it's a plush dragon.
Yeah. It's like, just think about... I wanted to win it for my little brother. He's 5 years old, and this is all the money I had for spending from me pa.
Can you roll persuasion for me?
I mean, it's still a
lie.
That's
straight up deception.
Yeah, it's still a lie.
He's just full of it.
All right.
I'd argue even performance at this point. He's putting on a whole play here.
All right. I'll let you do deception or performance.
Oh, it's going to be deception, baby.
Oh, God.
That is a 17.
He looks at you and kind of goes, all right, I'm under strict orders to not give out the dragon under any circumstances.
But I won't tell anyone.
And you did tech. It's 14 feet long.
I have a cart. It's like we have a cart and it's gonna be empty before by the end of the day because Mipa is selling all the potatoes.
Tell you what, come back.
Optimistic about those potato sales.
Come back in a couple of hours once the stalls are closed for the dance tonight. I will get you the dragon tonight.
Oh, thank you so much.
But it didn't come from me. Please, for the love of God, because my bosses, they will detract this dragon from my pay.
Well, I mean, I would like to take it off your hands now, but maybe I could offer you something that of equal value or maybe even greater value.
All right.
And JJ is going to take out Tiramisu's
snack token
and just subtly, like, you know, show it in their bag, actually, like in their coin purse. It's going to be like right at the top, and just like, I got an extra one of these from me pa.
So his eyes bulge, he looks at you, looks back down at the token, looks back up at you, walks over, picks up the dragon with both of his hands and yeets it at you.
So I hope you know.
I'm free! I never have to work at this piece of fair again! I'm free!
Wait, I thought it just gives you food for one day. It doesn't... What?
Don't question it, man. Don't question it.
Also, I hope you know that...
I feel like maybe we're underestimating the value of this token.
So you now have this 14-foot-long plush dragon that you now somehow have to carry around. Like my dad always said to me when we went to Wonderland, always get the prizes at the end of the day.
You're 100% right.
I think that after JJ's first game, assuming he's not in little girl form anymore, is probably when Piron would have made his way over from the mm-hmm.
Literally as soon as out of view of the carny person, JJ is going to switch back to himself, obviously.
Yeah. So Piron will be like, what are you doing with that? Is that a dragon?
I want it for
what
book.
Is that?
JJ.
Do you think you like it?
I run down the hill and I say, I've been banned from the convenience store again, JJ. This time not by you. Oh, wait, what is that dragon you're holding?
I want it for... Where is Gook?
What do you...
I look up. Is he not on my shoulders anymore?
No.
He's been tied to me, though.
Not anymore, waste, he's baby. Not.
He not okay,
I should be allowed to make, like, a perception check to see if he bolts for it.
I did your passive perception on this one.
God damn it. Yep,
that's how I work that now. He gone.
Well,
he's gone.
Hopefully he doesn't get
murdered. Luckily I've been banned from the convenience store, so it's okay.
Did you sell any more parts of yourself?
No, that store's gone. It's a different store. I broke the most precious thing he owned, but it's okay. It wasn't real. So it doesn't matter.
That sounds like a very interesting story that I want to hear later.
Okay. How did you get this dragon?
I tried a new spell, and I want to sing.
Okay. Well, we have to go find this person that they said they could beat us up, and I'm going to... We can't have that dragon with us. It's too big.
No,
it looks stupid.
I'll go take it to the cart.
It's bigger than the cart. By three times.
While you're on the way... Perhaps we should maybe we should look for Grook.
Yes, we should look for Grook. And we should take advantage of this free market and get some cool things with our money.
Money's dumb.
Okay. Well, okay. I feel like the priority should be looking for Grook.
Yeah, and then priority number two, making sure there's no vampire. And then priority number three, finding this person that hopefully can help us kill the vampire. And priority number four, spending money.
Okay, but stuff.
Yeah. You can get stuff at any time. We can not have the... We can only not murder this town via vampire.
So, Astraea, as you say that, the guy behind you goes, once in a lifetime items, you'll never see them again.
See? And JJ's immediately running towards that stall.
All right. I guess I'll look for Grook.
I'll come with you. I'll go look for Grook. Grook seems more important than one-time items, once in a lifetime.
And then I guess we deal with problem number three then, after that.
Yeah. JJ's on his own. He is a dragon now. That seems like his own problem. Also, don't go to the convenience store. Just keep that in mind.
Okay. I guess, like, we just kind of, we start, like, going through the crowd. We're, like, yelling for Grook.
Definitely see the biggest crowd is kind of congregated around the drunken horse.
Do we start in the biggest crowd, or do we work our way to the biggest crowd? What do you think, Astraea?
Biggest crowd.
Okay. So I guess we start pushing our way through the crowd. Kind of make our way. Again, we're kind of, like, calling out, like, Grook, where are you? Grook, I have candy.
So, like, you don't hear him. Like, he doesn't respond to you. But there is, like, a performance going on. Like, there's a crowd around the Drunken Horse. And there isn't a crowd ordering, like, drinks and food and stuff. Like, there's a crowd watching from outside of the Drunken Horse.
I walk forward and I say, this looks interesting. Why? I guess there's always a crowd. This is the one bar. But why are there so many people? Hey, people! What's cool?
Small orc and big orc are having big drink.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, good.
I go look at the small orc and I say, Grook, what are you doing? And hope it's Grook.
So you kind of shove your way in through the crowd and you see there's like a small robed figure.
Oh, no.
And a large, like, and Gregory are sitting at this table and they're looking at each other. And they're just pounding them back one at a time. And Gregory's like, I've never been out drunk before. This isn't going to happen. I can do this. And like the little orc is just sitting there, just kind of going, yonk, yonk.
Is the little orc Grook?
You can't really see. You can't see their face.
Gregory, why is this happening?
Not paying attention. Gregory is not paying attention to you at all. He is just...
I go sit next to the little orc and I stare Gregory in the face. And I look at the little orc for a second. And is it Grook?
No.
Oh. Okay, I stand up and leave.
As you actually stand up and leave, can you roll a perception check for me?
Yeah, I can.
I feel like Piron would also, like, while this is going down, Piron is kind of scanning the edge of the crowd to see if Grook is somewhere around
Got
there.
It. 18. So, all right, both. Okay, perfect. Piron, can you roll for me as well?
Yes, I can. 24.
So, as Astraea goes to the little orc and sits next to him really awkwardly and goes, "Are you Grook?" And he kind of looks at you and goes, "What? What are you talking about?" Piron, you see Grook scampering on the rafters. And as Astraea goes to get up and walk away, Astraea, you both notice this at the same time. As you look up, Grook drops from the ceiling and drops on you and goes, "Gotcha."
Oh.
Where'd you go? Why'd you run away?
Grook, my friend.
Who's your friend? That seems bad.
What friend?
He big and robe.
And robe or rogue? Or what?
He big and robe. That's what
big
I hear.
Big robe.
Could you introduce us to your friend?
Nah.
Why?
Why not?
He gone.
Where'd he go?
I don't know.
Wait. I describe the vampire to Grook and say, "Did he look like that? What does the vampire look like again?"
I don't know.
You don't know what he looked like?
Grook don't pay attention to things like physical appearance. Grook think personality, only thing that matters.
Well, did he have the personality of being hungry?
Not more than the average person?
Kind of self-important, a little narcissistic.
I don't know. He gave me a chocolate bar.
Was he afraid of... Where was he? Was he inside? Afraid of the light? Anything?
I don't know. I didn't ask him his life story. He just was in the roof, and I said hi.
He was in the roof?
Yeah.
Uh-oh. That seems bad. People don't... I mean, do people...
Can you guide me to this roof, please?
Yeah, like, I sleep in trees, so maybe people sleep in roofs.
He looks at you and goes... Eh, and then scampers up one of the columns again.
I follow.
Can you roll a athletics?
21, baby.
So he scampers up this column. And then can you also roll a stealth check for me?
Critical fail. 7.
So like in the middle of this crowded bar with like maybe 100 people gathered in and around this bar, Grook scampers up and you go, "I am gonna follow him in his direct route," and
yep,
in a really like effortful time grunt your way up this column as everyone stares at you going, "What is this lunatic doing?"
I think that like Piron doesn't just grunt up. Piron like uses someone as a launch pad. Like he like jumps up, bounces off someone's like shoulder, and then just starts like scampering up this thing. Like just no social awareness.
Let's go.
Okay. You guys gonna follow him? You gonna stay down there? Like,
I'm gonna try to follow him. I don't know if I can do it.
Yeah, JJ's busy shopping.
Right. You get up there. There's no one there.
Oh.
And it was right here, Grook?
Eh.
And it's like, it's just like a roof. It's just barren. Like, there's nothing to see.
It looks like an attic. There's a little bit of hay up here. There's like a little bit of some barrels. Like,
I'm like thoroughly checking. Like, Piron is kind of doing a circuit, kind of opening up barrels, looking behind them.
How long are you doing this for?
I don't know. However long it takes me to get through the room. You tell
okay.
me.
So you're up there for about 5 to 10 minutes, and then Greg here goes up here and goes, "What are you doing up here?"
"I lost my child."
"Also, you know there are stairs, right?"
"I did not." "That's smart, though."
"It's pretty suspicious that you're just kind of going through my storeroom."
"Oh."
"I feel like it would be more suspicious if I had tried to hide the fact that I was coming up here."
"Or you're just a bad thief."
"I guess so. I didn't take anything, though."
"I like you. We had fun last time. I'm going to let you go downstairs. Please.
Like, you can check me out. I'm clean, man."
No, I believe you, but this is like, imagine if I just kind of walked into your house and then without permission and letting you know I was there, just started rooting through your garage."
That happens pretty regularly, actually. We kind of have like a pretty low boundary thing back where I'm from. Honestly, okay. Still kind of getting used to this.
I'll let it go. Please go downstairs. I get that you're
okay.
I get that you're like new here.
A little bit.
It's pretty rude.
I'll keep a note of that. And I hold out a fist for a fist bump.
Also,
as I walk past him.
And you know what he does? He gives you like an awkward fist bump and goes, okay, please be quiet and do not bother the people in the booths.
Okay. Why would I have?
Because they're important and you seem to be good at getting in trouble.
Oh.
Well, I wasn't really thinking about the booths before. And now I'm more curious about the booths.
I did it again. Why do I always do this? I did it again. Literally, I was told last time, don't break up the booths. This is what happens. And now I've done it. Okay,
My friend, and Piron kind of takes his hand, like, grabs his hands in his, like holding them, like, gently. And he's like, you're over-worrying about your problems, you know? Like you're projecting this fear onto me that I'll do something wrong. But, you know, the problem wasn't there until you created it. So you just need to take a deep breath and you need to think to yourself, you know, what are the odds that this thing actually goes wrong in this way? And because before I wasn't thinking about the booths, so the answer was pretty small, right? But by engaging with the thing that stressed you out, you actually may have made the situation worse for yourself.
Okay.
Rather than just deep breath and let it go.
Here's my thing.
Breathe with me, and he starts doing breathing exercises with him.
Here's the thing. The people in the booths are like the most important people that have come into Glimmerwood in like 50 years. Except for Jasper. She's pretty cool. But I can't screw up serving them because they'll literally murder all of us.
Would they happen to be any of the following? I have a Marston, a Cassandra, a Hollis, or a Sir Casper.
That's all four of them. Are you stock? Okay, this
right.
is concerning.
No, so see, actually, here's the thing, is I do actually need to talk to those people. However, I recognize that this is very stressful for you, so if you'd like to come with me and make sure that I don't do something awful and get us killed, would that work for you? Because I do need to talk to them.
Working... Okay, let me ask you the question. If I tell you you can't talk to them, are you going to talk to them?
Probably.
Okay, then I will come with you.
Well, because you see, there's kind of... we kind of released this vampire, and we're hoping...
I don't want to hear it.
Because you see...
I just don't want to hear
okay.
it.
Okay.
As Piron's walking down, I probably see Piron and say, Piron, did you find do you find Grook and or the people and or whatever Grook was finding? Ooh, hi, Gregory.
Oh, it's the nice lady. Maybe you can talk him out of being an idiot.
Wait, what's he doing? We need to talk to the five people.
I'm going to go talk to the people.
Oh, cool. I'm going to come with him. We do need to do that. We did release a vampire.
I don't want to hear it. So you folks are about to go approach the booth. And I think actually at this point, how long have you been shopping for, JJ?
Well, I mean, like, I was just going to the one booth, and I wanted to check out some stuff and maybe spend some money.
Okay, got it. So you're at the booth, and there is this, like, old-looking, raggedy guy with, like, a big wispy beard going, once-in-a-lifetime stuff, great gimmicks for your grandkids, come get them here.
Pardon me, good sir, when you say once-in-a-lifetime items, what do you have in stock here?
Well, for 200 gold, I can give you this mystery box.
What is in the mystery box?
Well, that would defeat the point of the mystery now, wouldn't it?
Okay, is there anything else that maybe I can, equivocate for the currency I'm going to part with you? Well, what's there? What do I
see? So you look on the shelves, and there's like a vase, there's a couple of marbles that are spinning around each other that seem to just be floating in the middle of the air, there's a statue of a gargoyle sticking out its tongue. You've got like a wooden sword that's standing upright, that's mounted on the back of a shelf. You have a small plush dragon sitting on one of the corners that's like in a classic medieval dragon stance. And there's a jar of taffies that say five copper per taffy.
Okay. Well, I will be taking one of these taffies for 5 copper. But actually, could I please do like an arcana check while I'm surveying things to see what is the most magical thing here?
Totally.
Awesome. That is a net 20.
So you're like looking and you're trying to see if any of this stuff is particularly magical. And it seems like the only thing that's really magical is the toffee.
I will take five of the... Excuse me, sir. I will take five of these toffees.
Okay. I didn't realize my grandma's toffee was so popular. All right, that'll be 40 copper.
That is more than each one is worth individually.
He looks at the sign, scribbles a little, and then puts it back down. It's now 10 copper pieces per.
Now he's undercharging you, so it's kind of... Now you got a deal.
Yes, but also no. Look, your grandmother, would she not be so filled in her heart with joy if more of these toffees sold?
No, she hated them. She wanted to give them away at any cost.
Exactly. So why not lower the
price?
Because
I love them.
Oh, because you love them. Oh, okay. I see. Well, here's the thing. If you promise to give me at the original price, I will promise to act so vilely disgusted right here, so loudly in the market, that no one will ever want a single toffee again from you.
Roll a persuasion check for you.
Can do. So, no. Because bard, magic, boy, silver tongue, anything that is below a 10 for persuasion, a 9 or lower, I can treat as a 10. So that is actually a 15.
So he looks at you and picks up the sign again and scribbles and then puts it back down, and it's now 15 copper.
JJ is going to take 5 of the things out there, put 50 copper pieces, or I guess 5 silver pieces, look at the man and say, "Your grandmother would be ashamed of you."
And walk away. I know. That's why I sell her toffee for a living.
And just, he's going to walk away.
All right. Yeah, that's about it. Okay, sure.
And then, yeah, he's probably going to head to the Drunken Horse because he wants to make some money off of this event and hopefully perform for Gregory.
Okay, for sure. Got it.
And he enters to see us walking to the table to talk to them, and Gregory, absolutely terrified.
Yeah, so you folks are walking over, and so just for context, the 4 people sitting at the bar, the first person is a man with like ginger red hair, wearing a fine black doublet with a crested sun on the chest. The second person is an elven woman in fine woven silken gown with purple hair, and the most curious thing about her is she's got gold eyes.
Interesting.
The third is a small, rotund man wearing, like, the gaudiest finery you've ever seen with, like, bright colors all over it that all seem to clash with one another. Like, he is truly an eyesore.
Okay, with academic, historic, political knowledge, all that jazz, would I be able to recognize any of these folks, considering I have already recognized some of the names?
I don't think so, to be honest. Like, these are... There's a difference between knowing somebody if they're a famous person and being able to recognize a famous person when, like, you have never seen them before.
Yeah, I guess I'm just looking for, like, signifiers. Like you said, the person is wearing, like, a really weird mismatch of colors and stuff, and there's, like, sigils. Are there any signifiers there for things that I would
The know? Only one that you would be able to really tell, and I guess, actually, you know what, roll a history for me before I tell you anything.
Merci beaucoup. That is a 15.
Okay, so you know that the doublet that the ginger man is wearing is the sigil of the royal household that used to rule this empire.
Okay, so with that knowledge, he would be one of the... Which one would he be, probably? If I had to guess? If JJ had to guess, because he's an arrogant prick?
I don't know. JJ, who would you guess?
I don't have the list of names. Damn.
You've got Hollis, Sir Casper, Marston Brightflame and Grand Arcane Cassandra.
Okay, it's probably Brightflame, right? Okay, I'm going to say that. I'm going to assume that. Okay, so yeah, seeing my compatriots, I will run over to them.
Okay, JJ. Perfect timing. We were about to talk to people, and it was probably going to go badly. Sorry, Gregory.
I sit down next to them.
Monsieur Godoy.
No, you don't.
Okay.
So as you go to sit down next to them, this massive hulking frame wearing full plate, carrying a halberd, steps in front of you and goes, "No one passes without invitation."
We have an invitation.
No. Apologies for my friend. She is not from around here. And when I say around here, I mean society. Very, very sorry for that. I apologize for getting off on the wrong foot. We just had a couple of questions for such esteemed individuals.
As JJ says, not from society, the metaphorical camera pans down and I'm not wearing any shoes. And then it pans back up to my face.
Oh my God. You and your lack of... Okay. Yeah, he goes, "State your business." And yeah, state your business.
So here are the facts as we have come to learn them. We were hired by this town to rid their goblin infestation at their mine. And we came to witness quite a horrific event in which it seems as though the miners had dug a little too far into the mine in which they were working. And they unfortunately unmasked a tomb. Very, very old and ancient tomb from, it looks like a prehistoric, pre-empire civilization of elves.
JJ, get to the point.
Okay, so basically what's happened is they opened up, the reason why they are all dead is because they opened up this tomb and there was an ancient elven vampire who works with a demon, and now he is loose, and we have come to learn this from afterwards, and we are very concerned and we need help with, I don't know if we need help, but we do need to inform some sort of authority that this is an issue that needs to maybe be looked in because it's a little above our pay grade.
So after you're done that ramble, he kind of turns around and like the woman kind of goes like, "Eh," like gives him a wave and he kind of steps aside without saying a word. And the woman goes, "What do you want?"
There's a vampire in the loose and he could kill all of society.
Yeah, and we're part of society, so we would like something to be done about it.
And that's my problem because...
Well, you live in this society?
We do live in a society, and you include that.
The rotund man kind of speaks up and goes, maybe we should deal with this.
Grook?
And the woman kind of looks at him and goes, Hollis, it's just... We deal with this on a regular basis. I'll send it over to one of the guild halls. They'll send over some incompetent fool to get killed, and then we'll send the royal army in and take over. It's fine.
Okay, so
that sounds like a lot of extra steps in which a lot of extra people are going to be murdered.
Yeah, I will let you know that this vampire did end a society before.
Yeah, he may have been responsible for the destruction of the ancient elves.
All right. I totally believe you.
I guess we
got a cool magic book as proof, probably.
Oh, true, maybe.
Yeah, we do have the book.
Her ears kind of like...
Excuse me. We are not just somewhere... Okay, well, they are somewhere faff. But I am a honoree of the Marba University. Okay? I have come to study the great ancient elven society, and I have quite a academic background in this. We excavated the site. We examined all that was around us. We even found some lingering magic, okay? We know what we're talking about.
If you were so important, why were you not at the last grand gathering where we unearthed the most recent elven architectural ruins?
Because I was researching elsewhere in the field.
And where would that be?
That would be in the jungle province, okay?
The field.
Roll a deception check.
It's a 15.
So, fun fact.
You already said this.
It's not a 15. It's a 17.
Oh, spicy.
She goes, last time... Listen, then you're really bad at your job, because last time I checked, there are no elven ruins in the jungle province.
That is because we were uncovering some leads.
No. No, that's because you're lying right now. And I frankly have no time for this. I hear what you are saying. I will take it under consultation. If you have anything else for me, tell me now, because I wish to never see you again.
I have something. I hope you get murdered by the vampire.
JJ, show her the book. Piron's like elbowing JJ. Show him the book.
Fine. Okay. So we also found this book. It is very bound by ancient magics.
It's evidence as to what's happened,
it will require some work to investigate it further.
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting. May I see it, please?
You can see it, but you cannot keep it, okay?
Oh, well, then I have no reason to listen to you.
Well, it's already promised to another individual. Okay, you know, it's fine. Demonstration writes in the book with one of my pens.
Okay. And your pen disintegrates.
So, you see? Something important?
Oh, you mean a classic locking spell? I can do that right now, see? And she takes a napkin and then snaps her fingers and then takes a pen and tries to write on it and it disintegrates.
Oh.
Okay, you want to undo this spell?
But
no.
But look how old the book is.
The whole book.
It's old.
Yeah, it's really old.
Look at it. Look at the book. Look at the old book.
It is incredibly old, and yet it is preserved.
Alright, I'll take a look at it. And she snaps her fingers and a hand kind of flies over from the table. And picks up the book and brings it over to her. And she's not moving, but like it's flipping through the book for her. And she goes, ah, I see. Ah, Casper, would you please escort them out of the building?
Wait, we need the book!
And Casper kind of steps in front of you and goes, time to leave.
I try to grab the book.
I'm not too sure about that right now. We need to investigate this further.
We need the book.
No, goodbye
but the
now.
Book. We need the book!
And Casper's starting to like physically push you out of the building.
Is it time to get physical?
If we hit them, we will
asking
die.
Asking out of character.
Do not do that.
Pretty
do
sure.
Not do that.
I'm so pretty other, sure we're
when
die.
I say physical, I mean, is there a way to
No. Yo, Casper. Casper.
Yes.
Bye. I hope you die from a vampire. Peace.
Have a lovely day as well. I hope nothing but the best for you.
I hope that the next time we cross paths is an exchange of kindness.
I do not.
As do I. Well, a lovely day to you as well. You, sir, are a good person, and he points to Piron. I hope to see you again. Here's my card.
I take his card.
He hands you a king of clubs.
Cool.
JJ is walking away, two middle fingers up, walking away in anger.
Okay.
I say bye.
Bye. So yeah. Sun's starting to go down. You've been in here for a while.
Yeah, we go meet Will, behind chain shirt.
I guess now we have to tell Will that we couldn't, that the book got taken from us. Someone took our book.
Yes, unfortunately we'll have to let him know. But the good thing is we do know who it is with, so we can at least give him that and see what he does with it. I don't know. Maybe he can do something about it. Who knows?
We'll see.
Not our problem anymore.
How you doing so far, Grook?
Eh.
Sweet. Let's go meet Will.
Right before you're about to go meet Will, you kind of hear a whistle from behind you. And the ginger girl who was whooping everybody at the arm wrestling contest kind of jumps down off of this, like, post sign kind of thing. You've gone into an alley, basically, where there nobody is. And this girl jumps down and goes, hey, wow, you guys are idiots, aren't you?
Yes.
This would not be the first time this name has been used with me.
Yeah.
So here's the deal. I'm going to offer you a proposition. Yes. And you're going to hand over what I ask for and then accept my deal.
So a threat.
What are you asking for?
I am going to give you back your book. Don't ask me how I got it, but I got it.
Darko? Okay. And in return, friendship?
You're going to meet me at the Drunken Horse at midnight. And I want to arm wrestle you again.
Oh, I would imagine.
I think I can.
I thought you were going to ask for one of our legendary snack tokens, but
She did not say anything.
One of these four? And then she pulls out this golden snack token.
Wait, ours isn't gold. How do you get the gold?
You're absolutely right. That's because you're peasants.
I'm not a...
And then walks... And she like walks... She like tosses you the book and walks away laughing like... This is the funniest thing ever to her for some reason.
Oh.
JJ looks at his friends and declares very, very confidently, friends?
Yes.
I am in love.
Okay.
She was very mean, but okay.
That
we'll
is what makes
talk
it
about
fun.
That later.
Good luck.
That's even more concerning. But we'll cover that later because we should probably get this to Will.
Yes.
Yeah, so you folks go behind chainmail shirts only, and you wait, and you wait, and you wait, and the sun's starting to go down, and all of a sudden, this hooded figure kind of steps out from the mm-hmm. side of the building and goes, oh, well, isn't this a pleasure? Do you have what I ask for?
Yes.
We do. That is
yes. Oh.
May I see it, please?
Okay, well, we've undergone this a couple of times now, so we have some questions first, if that is okay.
Of course.
Just, yeah, I mean, you know, we risked a lot to get to this book. So obviously, I feel as though we have the right to ask what we risk our lives for. So what exactly is this book?
Oh, don't worry about it.
That's not a satisfying answer, but we can move past that to another question.
It is a blank journal.
That is what it appears to be.
Definitely not.
That is correct. Is it a locking spell on the book?
I don't know. I've never seen the book.
How did you know the book even existed?
Other books.
Why do you want the book?
It's important.
Because ...
If it's important, then maybe we should hang on to it.
Okay, that's fine.
I'm confused.
Okay, what?
What did you want out of this book?
Don't worry about it.
What were you going to give us?
100 gold pieces.
That seems like not enough anymore.
Tell you what. I'll give you 100 gold pieces and then not have you arrested for entering illegal territory.
What illegal territory?
Don't worry about it.
No, I just don't know what territory we entered.
You haven't.
Ah, you are going to flame us. This is a threat. See, the point of a threat is that we need to understand it, but jokes on you, we are too dumb.
I like you. You're funny. Tell you what, I'll give you an extra 30 gold pieces and explain to you what I'm going to use it for.
Tell you what, cut out the extra gold. Explain it to us
first.
Yes,
deal.
Okay, I am running some experiments, mm-hmm. and I need this book as a catalyst.
Are you turning people into vampires?
What?
Okay, don't worry about it then.
No. What?
So what is the experiments per se? Maybe I could help. I'm going to be honest,
it is above your pay grade.
But it could be below our pay grade.
No, because my boss will then... fire me, and by fire me, I mean murder me. And you.
And your boss is?
Once again, if I tell you, I'd have to kill you. And by have to kill you, I mean my boss would have to kill you.
Well, that sounds like something that your boss will have to eventually get to. But, I mean...
He's really fast. Like, really fast.
Like, vampire fast?
Like, take a cheetah and at least double it.
Trying to wonder, should I do the friends thing?
No.
Please, for the love of God, do not do the friends thing. Piron sees you pull out that makeup, he's smacking it out of your hand immediately.
Fair point. Is there any sort of way we can advance?
Actually, hold on. Can you, JJ, I love you. Can you go to reach for that makeup?
Yeah. JJ goes to reach for the remaining purple lipstick to touch up his makeup.
It's got a massive bite mark in it.
There's no more makeup.
There's just a crunch right in the middle of where the makeup should be.
Never hit a child. Never hit a child.
And he just puts it back.
He's not a child.
Okay.
We're treating him like a child.
So you can't tell us who your boss is because your boss is really fast.
Yes.
Is your boss in the town?
Yes. No.
And are you going to end the world if we give you this book?
No. Probably, definitely not.
Are people going to die?
Not people who you want to live.
Okay. Actually, very important question.
Like, insight if we
guess
words?
Who your boss is, that's not you telling us, correct?
Correct.
But then you can confirm yes or no?
Correct.
I will take your silence as maybe a yes.
I said correct.
Oh, sorry. Is your boss perhaps named Reginald?
No.
Oh, thank goodness. I would hate if he got the better of us again.
Do you have a British accent?
Can I make an insight check into the things he said so far? See if I...
Totally. Absolutely.
I got a 6, so...
Seems like he's telling the truth.
Yeah, it also seems like the sky is orange if someone tells you that. Okay, so does your boss work for the governing structures of this country?
Yes.
Yes, no?
Yes.
JJ, turn yourself into Reginald and then say, does your boss look like this?
Oh, c'est magnifique. And I'll do that. I'll just do the little nose thing. And I am Reginald now.
So you turn into Reginald and you folks ask the question, does your boss look like this? And he looks and goes, no.
You're not. Can I do an insight check?
Totally.
23.
Yeah, he seems like he's telling the truth.
Okay. Well, unfortunate. Alrighty.
Okay. Okay. So your boss works for the governing structures of this country.
Yes.
The research that he is doing, is it sanctioned by said government or no?
Yes. We have the permits.
That sounds like a shady answer to me, but okay.
You like me to say? Yes, no, we went through the due process, we talked to the governing boards, we got the permits, we got the location, we scouted it out, and we were having fully sanctioned experiments.
Yes, but what's the goal of the experiment?
Yes, I am a grad student. I love bureaucracies. That is exactly what I wanted. Yeah.
we got our grants, don't you worry.
So you can't tell us the goal of the experiment?
No.
And you can't tell us who you work for?
Yes.
And if you tell us, you'd have to kill us?
Yes.
And it's for some sort of experiment based on a book. Do you know about, did you know about the vampire that lived there?
No. What? That's actually, that's important. All right, hold on. And he pulls out a book and starts writing that down and goes, vampire in mine.
Yes, it not only was it a vampire, it was an ancient elven vampire. That sounds too good to be true, I know. But... it turns out should we tell the name?
Yeah, like
little sidebar.
We just don't want him
so strongly against giving this book to him.
But
I
the
think
name.
We just walk
away.
Oh, we
away. Can give the.
I guess you can give him the name, but we
can't give the book.
I'm anti handing over book.
Me too.
We've made too many mistakes with
page,
too many MacGuffins. We're holding on to the goddamn book.
We are. Holding on to this book, don't you worry. But the name of the vampire will share. Okay.
Which is Damien?
Yeah. Damius
Damien?
Rex.
Damien Rex.
Damien.
Damien Rex. Damien Rex. Okay. Yes, so the ancient elven vampires that we encountered predates the colonial reaches of our empire. And I know, right? It was so crazy. But it turns out he is one of the reasons why the elves... Or the ancient elven society pre-colonial effort, did not
succeed.
Did not survive because he destroyed them all by releasing a demon. His name was Damien Rex. Is that congruent to any research of yours?
He looks at his book and goes, no.
Well.
Okay, so sounds like this book may be not so helpful for you, but helpful for us, so maybe we'll keep it.
That's a bad... I can't stop you. But that's a bad decision.
Why is it a bad decision?
Because we'll have to hunt you down.
Oh.
We being who?
My bosses.
Which are?
Your bosses, plural. Okay.
I think we're just going to take
those odds. Yeah, we'll take the odds. If they
can
just
tell them
to kill us and take the book, or
us.
Just force us to take the book.
Here's the thing. The book's their priority. If they have to kill you to take the book, they will kill you.
So the good news is that if there's a murderous empire on us saying, we'll kill you if you don't give us the book, I guess we'll just give them the book at that point.
Well, I mean, so here's the thing. Is it possible for us to be granted an audience with your boss?
Oh, yeah.
No.
It's like, you just need to prove to us that you're not going to end the world with this book.
Yeah. I do solemnly swear on my mother's next grave that I am not going to end the world with this book.
Okay, so the fact that you say your mother's next grave...
Also that you clarify yourself exclusively.
I and my bosses will actively not, on purpose, end the world.
Okay, see, so...
there's a lot of room for something else to happen there.
I don't know what to tell you.
Well, if you just told us what you were doing, maybe we'd give you the book. And then we'd be like, well, it's fine, because you're not going to end the world.
Okay, I'll tell you what. What we're trying to do is access old elven magic. Are you happy now?
That seems bad. Last time someone accessed old elven magic, they summoned a demon and ended the world.
But
what
also,
are you talking about?
Well, see, Damien Lex, he was using ancient elven magic that was forbidden, taboo, and pretty much ended his civilization by releasing this terrible demon. So you see our reserve for giving you this information to do the exact same thing.
I don't know what you're talking about.
That's here's the
way. I am going to end this conversation.
Wait, no, I say, hold on, give me 1 second. I pull in our team, and I'm using my stupid star thing to like put a sigil on the book to say, yo, Staris, do we give the book?
It points to her. Or sorry, to him, sorry.
It points to him.
There's an arrow pointing towards
him. Oh, okay.
Like that's a good thing or a bad thing?
Well, who knows?
There's just an arrow pointing towards him.
Astoria, is this a good thing or a bad thing?
Well, it's just the stars telling me what they want me to do. But, like, I have to figure that out. But normally they're, like, kind of direct. And so I'd say good thing. It's not, like, bad. I'd say good.
Okay.
Chiral, insight check on that stupid sigil. I know that makes no sense, but...
Sure.
18.
You trust the symbols that are in front of you. You have good intuition about the symbols telling you. Of, like, what the symbol's telling you.
All right, just hand over
here's
the book. Let's get this over with.
Tackle. Okay.
I'm going to go take a nap.
Congratulations, quotes, Will, unquotes.
The universe wants you to have this book, so you can have
it. Thank you. Well, it's been a pleasure doing business with you here. And she tosses you a bag of coins and goes, ta-ta, and walks away.
Bye. If you need anything else for your secret evil thing, let us know.
She's already gone.
Kindness.
Okay, so I don't know about you folks, but this may be the worst festival I've ever been to. This sucks.
You got a 14-foot dragon.
Food was all right.
Okay, yeah, right. So the food is
good. I want to go take a power nap before I get my butt kicked at arm wrestling.
Oh, so as you folks are going to leave the alley, you hear a crash. And then screaming. And on the edge of town, you see fire. And that's where we're going to end it.
Oh, boy.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Folks and Fables. If you like the show, please give us a review on Apple Podcasts or tell a friend. We also have a Ko-fi link, which is ko-fi.com/folksandfables. You can follow us on Twitter @folks_fables and Instagram @folksandfables, all one word. A special thanks to Talia for our beautiful logo, to Quinn, who does all our editing and web services, and to Joey, who is selflessly signed up to deal with all our idiocy. And of course, thank you, dear listener, as this would not be possible without your support.